How would you like to use cost segregation to reduce income taxes? Joseph Vyrie will tell us how to do this. And his company was founded with the goal of providing quality cost segregation studies. And as a cost segregation professional, CSP, he has helped property owners defer or eliminate millions of dollars in income taxes by leveraging IRS-compliant cost segregation studies. And he has performed thousands of cost segregation studies for clients in various industries, ranging from $500 million commercial properties to $50,000 single-family residences. And he regularly presents at workshops and is a frequent guest on podcasts. So, Joseph, tell us about what is cost segregation and how can investors and entrepreneurs use it to reduce income taxes?
Property Wealth Strategies podcast with Lily Patrashku shares world's most influential property investors, sharing their strategies for making money with property.
Well, thank you, Lily. Yeah, it's a pleasure talking to your audience about cost segregation because, believe it or not, even in 2026, there's a lot of people that don't know about cost segregation. And I'm going to just make this very simple. And, you know, I'm not going to get into the weeds. Basically, everybody should know that you have gross taxable income. So if you have gross taxable income, one way you can reduce gross taxable income is by expenses. And that is one of the reasons why real estate is such a powerful investment, because real estate gives the owner of the property a lot of expenses against taxable income. One of the strongest is accelerating depreciation, because depreciation is an expense against income. And if you do not accelerate the depreciation, it's going to take you 27 and a half years or 39 years to go through that bucket of depreciation. Well, 39 years for a commercial building, 27 and a half years for a residential building is a long time to get those expenses a little bit every year. The IRS recognizes that there are lots of items in the building construction that can be put into shorter lived assets. So for example, in the interior of the building, you have items like the flooring, the carpet. And that's easy, because will the carpet last 27 and a half years? No, carpets will not last 27 and a half years. They're lucky if it lasts 7 years, 5 years, 4 years, 3 years, depending on the traffic. So our job as an engineering company is to find all of these shorter lived assets. And basically what that does is accelerate the depreciation expense. And instead of getting a little bit, we give our clients it depends on the basis of the building, but we give them thousands to hundred thousands to millions of dollars of extra depreciation, which saves them a lot of money in income taxes. That's the basics of what we do.
Wow. So where can people go to find out more information about how they can use cost segregation to reduce income taxes?
Well, one thing that we are not, U.S. Tax Advisors Group, is we are not accountants. And one of the suggestions I give to all my clients is you should get if you're going to invest in real estate, you need an accountant who knows real estate, not just an accountant, one that knows real estate. Because like I said, there's a lot of strategies given special treatment for those who own real estate as an investment. So number one, the application of what we provide, you should find an accountant that understands accelerated depreciation. And you know, it wouldn't be my company. I've been doing this since 2007 and I've heard pretty much everything. So I can certainly give you my opinion on, you know, what you can do. But basically, I suggest you getting a good accountant, knows accelerated depreciation, who's not just there to file tax returns, is there to help you save on your income taxes. They will know about cost segregation, but those kind of accountants are pretty rare. They're not your normal everyday accounts. They're ones who specialize in real estate. So the basics are pretty simple. What we can do, and a lot of investors don't know this, is we can do current tax year properties. Right now, we're in current tax year 2025. So obviously, if you bought a property in 25, you have filed a tax return yet, because there was two deadlines, March 15th and April 15th. But a lot of my clients go on extension. So now their taxes are not due to September 15th and October 15th. So if you have not filed your tax return, you can do a cost segregation study and apply it to your 2025 taxes. So what the investors don't know is I can go about 15 years and still make the magic work. The IRS gives us a special card. It's like play Monopoly. They give you a get out of jail free card. And the get out of jail free card is you can go back 15 years about. I just did one where I went back to 2024, which blew me away because that's rare. But I could, it just depends on the math. But I can go back about 15 years and still give everybody benefit to accelerating their depreciation. And it's all legal. The IRS gives us special provenance to cost seg where we can go back and let the IRS know this is the depreciation I should have taken and this is the depreciation I did take. And now I want to take advantage of accelerated depreciation. So that's one trick or technique that everybody should know. If you bought a property in 2010, call Joe.
Wow. So why do most property owners have no idea they're overpaying taxes?
Well, I think it goes back to the accounting puzzle, because this is just my opinion. A lot of us in the United States have grown up because of the term CPA, and they think the CPA, the accountant, is supposed to help you reduce your income taxes. The job, in my opinion, of most accountants is not that. The job is to file tax returns. So bottom line is many accountants do not know about cost segregation. They know the term. They know it's the right way to depreciate a building, but they're not an engineer, so they're not going to do it. So why get me involved in dealing with their client? But I've been dealing with this for, like I said, since 2007 and even years back when I was still in the real estate industry. And a lot of them just don't know that you can do this. And they don't know you can do it for smaller buildings. I don't know your audience, but we have revolutionized doing cost segregation for small single family homes. We can still make the magic work because we can do it analytically and we keep our fees down and they're affordable. So that's one reason why is because a lot of people out there accountants just don't know about cost seg, and they don't know that there's somebody out there that will do the smaller buildings as well as the big $500 million buildings.
Thank you. You've helped people eliminate millions in taxes. Tell us about three case studies of people that you've helped to reduce their taxes.
Okay. One of my clients, I started back in 2009, I believe. And they, at the time, I didn't know this, but they were the largest developer in San Diego, which is, we're a nationwide company, but I happen to live in San Diego. And I got involved and they gave me a few bones. They took me for a test drive and I did six properties. Now they own many types of buildings. They own hotels, they own senior facilities. They own residential, apartments, they own offices, car washes, you name it, they own it. And so basically over the years, I did a calculation of how much I've saved this company. Now this is the big boy. I've saved them by doing cost seg on all of their buildings about $150 million in cash, meaning that instead of paying the IRS, they kept the money in their bank account and they used that money to do other things like buy more real estate. So that's one of the big boys. That's a big one. But I can also tell you the small that I'm excited about. Since we can do a single family home, and I started doing single family homes when you could actually buy a home for, like, believe it or not, $35,000. Well, those days are gone. But let's say that you buy a home for $200,000. I bought a home for $200,000. Somebody just recently bought a home for $200,000. It wasn't in California, by the way. It was somewhere else in the country. I believe it was Missouri. And they bought a home for $200,000. One thing that the client should know is that land is not a part of the building. So somebody has to deduct the land allocation from that. So basically, after we deducted $50,000, I had $150,000 of building basis. And the reason why this one was so exciting is because this client called me and they desperately needed deductions because they had some sort of a refi with their bank. And all of a sudden, they had a big tax bill of $60,000. So basically, that's what I gave them. I gave them extra depreciation And I wiped out that $60,000 tax bill. And that makes me feel good. When people come to me and they don't have the money, they don't know how they're going to pay the IRS, they ask me to help out, and I'm able to help them out. And that's a common story with my company, is we help people out that pay taxes, and we have them keep that money and do what they want with it. But I suggest they create wealth. They buy more real estate, or they improve their properties. But that's just my opinion. That you do what you want with the money I save you. You can take your wife to Europe. You can, you know, fund your retirement. But I think you should use that money, if you're in the real estate game, to increase your wealth in real estate. Okay, one more I'll give you is, I had another recent client that came to me and they said, well, you know, we already did the cost segregation on this building. But I need tax deductions. I said, well, tell me about the building. And basically it was a hotel they bought in 2022. And throughout the years, they did improvements to the property. So they spent an additional $1 million improving this hotel. And I said, well, if you've done improvements to your building, we can also do cost segregation on those improvements. So lo and behold, and improvements are very valuable, because most of the time, what those will do, I call it the usual suspects, is do the usual things. What's the usual things? They'll replace the flooring. They'll replace the molding. They'll replace in the kitchen, the appliances, lighting. All of that stuff is what we look for to accelerate the depreciation. So bottom line is, out of the $1 million that he spent on the building, I gave him a $500,000 deduction, which was more than their original cost segregation study they did in 2022. So, I mean, again, a great story to end on. You can also do cost seg for improvements.
Thank you. What's the difference between cost segregation and standard depreciation?
Good question. So what accountants will normally like to do is standard depreciation, called straight line. You can have a small human being, a child, do straight line. All you need to do when you do straight line is remember, you got to deduct the land. So you got to take the land out of the acquisition fee. So you deduct out of the acquisition fee. And for residential, you divide by 27 and a half years. Now, who came up with 27 and a half years? I always threaten to Google that one day or search it, because I do not know how Congress came up with 27 and a half years, but they did. So for residential, it's 27 and a half years. So all you do is you divide the basis of the building by 27 and a half years. For commercial buildings, it's even worse. You divide by 39 years. So if you have a hotel, an office building, a senior center, any type of commercial building, you take the building basis and divide that by 39 years. You don't need me to do that. That's really, really simple to do. What you need me to do as the engineer is to find all of these components of the building that will fall legally to the shorter life assets. Like I mentioned, flooring is 5-year property. The outside of the building is 15-year property. So if you have a parking lot, the striping, the landscaping, the irrigation, that's the lighting, that's all 15-year property. And that's all we're doing as engineers. We're looking at the property, we're finding be legally put into shorter assets, life assets, and then when you combine it with the main chassis of the building, which is always going to stay there. So that's one important fact. We don't take all of your depreciation. All we're doing is accelerating the interior and the exterior land improvements of the building. So you're still going to get depreciation going forward, just not as much. But the good news is, I give you a boatload of depreciation the year you do the study. So the investor doesn't care, because what we do is all about the time value of money, nothing else. Your dollar today is worth more than waiting 39 years to get that dollar. That's why you do cost segregation. Very simple practice, but a lot of accountants don't know this. They simply don't know the time value of money. They'll tell their client, well, why are you going to pay Joe to do a study when you're going to get all your depreciation after 39 years? And it's like, no, you want it now. You want to save your tax dollars today.
Thank you. At what point does it make financial sense to do a cost segregation study?
Oh, I'll tell you, I there are very few reasons not to do a cost segregation study. One of those that I've already mentioned, and this seems kind of flippant, seeing this happen enough, is that if you have to pay income taxes, Guess what? Real estate gives you a lot of deductions. There are many, many investors that don't pay income tax. They get excited. They say, oh, Joe's going to save me money. And then I ask them, well, how much did you last year in tax? Oh, I didn't pay any tax. It's like you didn't pay any tax. No, you don't need cost segregation because you're not paying taxes. So the other way, reason why you wouldn't do cost seg is if it's your primary residence. That's not a depreciable building. Number three is if you've done a 31 change of accounting method, you've done that, we have to have enough basis to do the cost seg. So what do I mean? I mean, when you do an exchange, you've already depreciating the building you're bringing into the exchange, which is the relinquished building or the sold building. I can't touch that. That basis you're bringing in, you're already depreciating it. I cannot touch the money you're bringing in. So what do I need? I need a difference between the building you brought in and the new building. If there is no difference, I will be the first to tell the client, don't do cost seg. There's no value in doing cost seg. So that's another reason why. Is it common? Not that common nowadays, because most investors trade up. They don't go sideways. If you sell a building for $500,000, you want to buy your new building for $1 million or $750,000. So now I've got $250,000 to $500,000 to work with. So that's another reason. Another reason why is if you're a passive investor, sometimes passive real estate investors would not be a good candidate. I have an accountant who's a real estate accountant, and he says just do cost seg anytime because you're always going to feel the benefits. It's just a matter of when. So I like to have the win for your next tax event, your tax year, your 2025 year. But you'll never get burned by doing cost seg. But if you're a passive investor, there are limitations. Sometimes passive investors don't make good candidates. Tell a passive investor, I'll say, look, you know, I wouldn't do it because I'm going to give you $100,000 in deductions, but you need $2 million. And it's just not going to be worthwhile to do a cost seg and spend the money with me. So passive and active investors are sometimes the reason we wouldn't do cost segregation. Other than these reasons, everybody should do it. The one last one are flippers. Because I'm dealing in the world of the time value of money, if you're a flipper and you know you're going to sell the property, don't do cost seg. Because you're going to have to pay back some of the depreciation in terms of depreciation recapture. It's a tax against all the depreciation you took since you started depreciating the building. And so if you're a flipper, I tell flippers, you're better off saving your money. Don't do cost seg. And so those are the only reasons why you would not want to do cost seg. So whenever you buy a building, that's when you should call a reputable engineering-based cost segregation company. Get an estimate. We don't charge for our estimates. And then find out if you can use the benefits. And if you can use the benefits, then obviously move forward. I would say whenever you buy a building or you remodel a building and you spend at least $100,000, you should always get an estimate for cost seg.
Thank you. What's the cost segregation process like from start to finish?
First of all, we start off by getting basic building information so we can do a relatively simple estimate. Have everybody keep in mind that estimate, if you do the definition of estimate, it just means a guess. We're just guessing. We know buildings, but we're not going to look at a building like we're doing this study. We're only going to look at the building and say, okay, this is a hotel. And knowing we know about hotels, we estimate we're going to give you 30% of accelerated depreciation. So number one, get the estimate. And then when we give the estimate, we give the fee because we look at each building separately. So we have to find out how much time it's going to take my engineers. So get the fee, and then you can go back to your team and decide if it makes sense to do cost segregation. The next step is we gather documents. Not much, but we gather whatever we can get our hands on. We get construction plans if you have them. Most don't. Construction plans, appraisals, a closing statement to verify the numbers, closing statements. And we want, if it's a look back study, you've already filed a tax return. Like let's say you bought a building in 2020, you've already filed your 2020 tax return. So we know what you show the IRS. So we need that piece of paper. It's called the Federal Tax Depreciation Schedule. It's in your tax return. We want the newest one. So if you haven't filed your 25 taxes, we want your 24 depreciation schedule. And that's all we need. We need some basic information on the property. And then if it's a detailed engineering, meaning that the basis is over $1.2 million, then we must go to the site and analyze it by being there in person. Bottom line is the next step is if it's detailed engineering, then we'll go out to the building and document it. We'll take pictures and measurements, and then our engineers get the information, and then they complete the study. And from beginning to end, it takes about 30 days. If they do an analytical study where we don't need to go out and do the site inspection, basically we use the same 30 days, but normally the turnaround is a lot shorter and there's no site inspection. So after we collect the documents, we begin our work. And usually in a couple weeks, 2 to 3 weeks, we give you the finished study.
Thank you. How long does it take to see the tax benefits?
When you file your tax. So that's a good question. Let's use the example of this year. 2025, you filed on time, which, like I said, most of my clients don't, but you filed March 15th. March 15th is the filing deadline for entities, LLCs, LPs, corporations. Okay, you filed your tax return. I don't need to look at you until 2026. That ship has sailed for 25. You've already filed your taxes. You cannot use my benefits until 26. The only way you can use my benefits early is if you're a client that pays quarterly tax payments. I know that you're supposed to file quarterlies, but none of my clients file quarterlies, very rare. But if you do file quarterlies, I can do the study and you can use those to reduce or eliminate your quarterly tax payments. But most of my clients don't, so you would wait until 26. So you would see the benefit right before you file your taxes. So if your accountant says, "Hey, Mr. Client, get your checkbook out, write a check out to the IRS for $100,000, and then you do cost seg, and your accountant says, keep that $100,000 in your bank because you did cost seg, that's when you're going to feel the effects, right when you would write the check to the IRS.
Thank you. What do wealthy people understand about taxes that most people don't?
To have the right environment, the right investors. The right group of team members. They get the attorneys, they get the accountants, they get real estate professionals, whatever they need to. It's intricate, you know, to know all of the advantages of real estate. It's really hard. So what do? They surround themselves with a nucleus of bright people who know all about real estate, a good cost seg company, a good accountant, like I said, a good appraiser, you know, all of the things, because there's so much to real estate. There's so many advantages of owning real estate that one person really can't do all. And a lot of small investors make the mistake of thinking they can do everything. Some of them even try to file their own tax returns. And I think that's crazy. So that's what the wealthy investors have a benefit, is that they have a good team around them of people who really know real estate.
Thank you. How much money does the average investor leave on the table every year from the studies that you've done for people?
Oh, God. I mean, it's not small amount of money. I mean, it's thousands and thousands of dollars. I mean, with everything out there, I have no idea. I can't put it out there. But I mean, it is so many thousands or hundreds of thousands of dollars on, you know, how much your buildings are worth that I have no idea. But it's a ton of money, a lot of money.
And how can tax savings be reinvested to accelerate wealth?
Well, now you're getting out of my ballpark, because my ballpark, my clients, the money and the advantage of doing of having extra cash. But obviously that goes back to your team, is that either they know how to buy real estate, or they have a team or mentors that know how to invest in real estate. Take the money that I save you and invest it in more real estate or your properties. My advice, buy more real estate, improve your properties, because I've seen this, been doing this for so long. I've seen the wealthy people, and I always ask them, how did you create your wealth? And they created their wealth by starting off with a building, could be small, who cares, and then going up the ladder, buying another building, buying another building, buying another building, exchanging, saving on the taxes, using a 1031 exchange so you don't pay income taxes. And that's how they create wealth. And if you're young, I suggest you get together with a mastermind group or a real estate investor group to learn all these techniques and you know, steal from other people's experiences.
Thank you. What's the biggest myth people believe about paying less tax?
Oh, that's a great question. Well, they think that, what I tell some of my people is that they cringe when it comes to cost seg because they think that the IRS is somehow going to punish them for saving money on their taxes. And that's a big myth. The IRS is an octopus. It's a giant. They don't have the manpower. They don't have the capability. They don't have the desire to go after somebody. When it comes to cost segregation, there are no worries. I've done so many studies, between 20 and 30,000, and I have never been audited. So now that doesn't mean I won't be in the future, but and that's, I think, due to the fact that we do things right at a U.S. Tax Advisors Group. But I think the biggest myth is people get afraid and they think they have to pay income tax to keep the IRS off of them. As long as you're legally using legal strategies, legal regulations, don't worry about not paying taxes. The IRS is not going to come and track you down and find out why you didn't pay taxes. That's just not how it works. And even if they were to look at your tax return, they would find out that you did everything legally. They're not going to take you. They're not going to audit you. So that's a big myth. Don't worry about that.
Thank you. Are there risks if cost segregation isn't done correctly?
That's a great question. Of course, there are risks. One of the biggest risks is that I mentioned accountants. And accountants, for some reason, some of them think they can do cost seg, but they're not engineers. They do not know the rules of the road. They don't know what properties legally qualify and which ones don't. And so they'll take the low-hanging fruit. I mentioned flooring. Well, yeah, that's easy. You can take the flooring. But you don't know what's behind that wall. So you didn't know what's above the ceiling. The accountants don't understand that. So bottom line is, and do cost segregation. And either number one, you're getting a low result. You're not getting the maximum result. There's no formula for cost seg. You need the engineer to look at the building and dissect it according to the regulations. So bottom line is, I can't tell you that your hotel is going to give you X. The only way I can tell you what hotel is going to give you is if I do the cost seg and my engineers look at it and find out how is that hotel built. Then I can legally and efficiently. So a lot of times, if you don't do the cost segregation study correctly, you're on the table. You might pay a fee, but you're going to leave so much tax dollars on the table because not all the fruit is taken off that tree.
Thank you. What other mistakes do people make when trying to reduce taxes?
No, I think I've covered it. I think that is good. But let me address one thing, is that, and you might be asking this question, but I'm going to talk out of turn. You can punish me. But bottom line is, what my business was based upon, the IRS, when they were taken to court in 1998, they lost. The IRS lost big time. And at that trial said, okay, IRS, you know that cost segregation is the correct way to depreciate a building. You are not telling the building owners out there that this is the correct way to depreciate a building. So I need you to write how to do cost seg. So if anybody is not sleeping well at night and they want to go to sleep fast, should Google guidelines for cost segregation. It's called the ATG for cost segregation. Make sure you go to the one that's published by the IRS. It's a 400 document. The reason I mentioned it, that's our Bible. So if anybody asks me, what is your strategy? What is your business built on? I will tell them it's built on the ATG for cost seg. Well, guess what? That's published by the IRS. That tells me what I need to know about how to do a quality study. And we don't take shortcuts. We go by the ATG for cost seg. So I would ask any of my competitors out there, what is their business based upon? If they don't say it's based upon the audit technique guidelines for cost seg, then that would be a red flag. That's one way you can tell the good players from the bad players in this industry. Oh, on my website as a U.S. Tax Advisors Group, so it's simplified, ustagi.com, ustagi.com.
Thank you.
Follow me for more property wealth strategies.